Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office. We're back with Ethan in just a moment.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 5th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 25,400 head to be offered, 7,800 feeder steers, 4,900 feeder heifers, 4,950 weaned calves, and 6,600 calves on cow. If you'd like to know the time the estimated lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com. Our own Casey Shepherd's in our nation's capital this week with the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Washington Watch. One of the newsmakers she caught up with was the head of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office, Ethan Lane.
You know, cattle markets, of course, in the spotlight right now, and price transparency. We've got the Grassley-Fisher bill. Give us your thoughts.
You know, the hearings that we saw last week up on Capitol Hill, one in the Senate, one in the House, were, you know, the sixth and seventh hearings we've seen on this issue in the last 2 years. It's been a really good opportunity to really get into the thick of what this bill would do and maybe more importantly, what it won't do. I think a lot of hopes have been pinned by the bill's advocates on what a cash mandate will do for the markets. But what we've seen repeatedly from pretty much every ag economist in the country and increasingly from market participants is that this particular mandate solution will not accomplish what the bill's authors are intending. The intent is good. It just doesn't do what they want it to do. So we need to look at some of those other options that are in there. That transparency piece is really important. Getting more data out there is always good, right, for a marketplace. We have a lot of things that are still clouded behind confidentiality. The LMR process is going to give us an opportunity to unlock some of that. Maybe look at combining some regions, bringing some new states in, getting some of that Colorado data out, looking at some of the lost business up in those sale barns in the north. There's a lot of fat cattle trading there that aren't reported because of the bucketing in LMR. There's a lot of opportunity there, not to mention the cattle contract library and that 14-day delivery piece. Those are good pieces of work that really can move the industry forward and improve the market, but we're really sort of vapor locked on this mandate piece that is becoming increasingly obvious how unpopular it really is amongst producers that actually engage in that segment of the supply chain. So we need to keep our focus on looking for ways to get those things passed that everyone can agree on.
And Ethan Casey zeroed in on that LMR, the Livestock Market Reporting Reauthorization.
Well, you know, we're riding that appropriations extension wave that we've been on for the last couple of years. So authority will expire at the end of September along with everything else, conveniently right before this big election that's coming up. And that'll give us a chance to hopefully make some progress there. If not, you know, hopefully we'll ride that appropriations wave while we continue to look for opportunities for a full 5-year reauthorization. I think there's a lot of areas that everyone can agree on that we can make some changes to LMR to improve how it works. That needs to be the focus. Unfortunately, all the time we should have been spent talking about that, we've spent on this unpopular mandate idea. There's a lot of work before the Senate Ag Committee and the House Ag Committee right now. We're way behind on the Farm Bill. We're way behind on talking about some of these programs that are being put to use right now for disaster assistance and things like that. We have real work to do. It's time to kind of get back focused on those things and get the ball moving forward. LMR is certainly one of those big items.
Casey and Ethan also rehashed one of the things that Don Schiefelbein, the president of NCBA, talked about during his appearance before the House Agriculture Committee last week, the lack of information coming from DOJ on their investigation.
What we keep talking about is the fact that DOJ doesn't speak in press releases, and for a lot of us, that's hard to comprehend because that's all we do, right? But they speak through indictments, and they haven't indicted anybody in this case. They've continued to look into it. You know, you hear these reports that they're asking questions and doing things. That's great. But in the meantime, we need to focus on what's in front of us. We know PNS needs more folks. We know they need more money. That oversight is really important. That agency is not able to do, I don't think, what it's supposed to be doing just on a day-to-day basis. They don't have enough staff.
Right.
The Western region, it's hard to get people to call back. And then you talk to the sale barns and they say, well, gosh, they're in our business all the time. Maybe it's just a matter of prioritizing, but we need to make sure they get enough staff in place to do that lifting. What we've seen from our analysis is of the 2,200 cases they worked on last year, less than 1% was market competition issues. Mm-hmm. A lot of it's bonding and stuff like that. So I think it's important to really make sure we're diagnosing the right problem and providing the right solution, not just playing to the crowd with bills that are going to feel good and sound good to, you know, whoever might be advocating that day.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 5th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 25,400 head to be offered, 7,800 feeder steers, 4,900 feeder heifers, 4,950 weaned calves, and 6,600 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the time the estimated lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.